Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. It's my NFL team preview. Today, I'm going to highlight the 2022 Jacksonville Jaguars. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks and appreciation to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. Well, just to tell y'all, it's been a long morning shooting this morning. We started at 8 o'clock. This is my last video. My very talented producer, Mr. Logan Landers, is going to be coming up with his team previews to end the show for our day here, 100 Yards Football. But hey, man, I'm going to tell you something. I love doing these videos. I'm in another zone, and it's always special. Football is the greatest sport on earth. It's a team sport. As one great Tyrone Poole said on Real Talk Sports, I'm going to give him his flowers. It's not like basketball, where you can have a guy score 40 points to impact the game. It's not like baseball, when you can have a pitcher to dominate a game. Football, you got to have a collaboration of all 11 players working together in unison. That's why I love the game. So let's talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars. Duval County, sunshine. My man, Trevor Lewis, Urban Meyer's gone. The fool is out of the door. Doug Peterson is coming. Super Bowl trophy on his resume with the Eagles. Tell you a true story about Trevor Lawrence. I said last year, when Trevor Lawrence was drafted, and even when he was at Clemson, I said he's got a chance to being the best quarterback. Not saying it's going to be a Tom Brady. Not saying that he's going to be of a level of 6-7 Super Bowls. But what I liked about the young man, I said he's going to be one of the best leaders to come in the National Football League. And a true story. I was working with this company called Rolling Out. Very good and close to my CEO boss at the time, Mr. Guy Lee. His son, stepson, was playing for Bruford. Running back, highly recruited. And ended up playing Cartersville in the championship game over at the Georgia Dome. That's not in existence no more. They tore the dome down. And they had a young man. The kid was 6'6 at the time, had this long floppy hair. He was only 150 pounds. And his name was Trevor Lawrence. He was a sophomore. And I was out there in the stands watching him. And they played against a good Carrollton team. They had Dontarius Russell, who ended up going to Auburn and getting drafted. And I said to myself, there's something special about this kid, man. Granted, he was 15 years old in the 10th grade. But looking at him that day, and he led Cartersville to a 10-7 win over Buford in a very tough football game. But the way he threw the ball, the way he had poise in the pocket, the way he commanded that football team as a sophomore, I said to myself, I was looking at greatness. Then think about his career at Clemson. Outstanding, man. In his 3 years, won a national championship his freshman year and made Alabama defense. They had Quentin Williams, Xavier McKinley, and Patrick Surtain. All of them look average. His Clemson pounded Alabama 44-16. Then come back to the next 2 years and take Clemson to the college football playoffs. Lost to a hell of a LSU team and lost to a hell of an Ohio State team. But he did what he supposed to do when he got to Clemson. He was a winner. He won football games. Last year, he went into a situation in Jacksonville, and one thing I did not hear him say, he did not complain one time under all that fiasco that was going over there in Jacksonville. Didn't play well, that's obviously. 12 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. But he had 3,600 yards. But if you think that I'm going to throw in the towel on a young man that threw for 10,980 yards at Clemson, 90 touchdowns and 17 INTs, you got to be crazy. See, the one thing that hurt Trevor Lawrence last year, he didn't have no supporting cast. This year, the Jaguars went out and spent $60 million at the receiver position. Help is on its way. Let me start with Coach Peterson. Help is on its way. He was a player in the league. He was assistant coach, and he was a coach that's won a Super Bowl. It's not a lot of them walking around. And Coach Peterson has got a little swag. He got something to prove because the Eagles fired him. He's motivated. This ain't Urban Meyer. Then think about this year, Trevor Lawrence is going to have help. His buddy, one of his best friends, Travis Etienne, is going to be healthy this year. Word on the street, he's looking good. Y'all forgot about his college career, 4,900 rushing yards, 70 touchdowns, 102 receptions, over 1,100 yards, another 8 touchdowns. See, offense going to get a little better. Then they bring over Christian Kirk, who was Arizona's best receiver last year, averaged almost 12 yards reception, 79 receptions, 982 yards, 5 touchdowns. Show you how much help that Trevor Lawrence didn't have in the receiver position. Christian Kirk had 5 touchdowns. That tied the total of all the Jacksonville Jaguar receivers last year as a total. I'm sorry, Marvin Jones, you let him down. Laquon Treadwell, you let him down. Mr. LS, you know what I'm talking about, you let him down. But they went out and then got some help with Christian Kirk. Now you got Evan Engram. It's coming over. Saw him playing high school Hillgrove over there in Powder Springs by way of Ole Miss. Then you got Zay Jones. A lot of people saying, well, what's up with this Zay Jones kid out of East Carolina played with the Raiders? He had 47 receptions, 546 yards, 12 yards to catch. But go back and watch Thanksgiving against the Dallas Cowboys, and you see what he did against Dallas secondary, a Trayvon Diggs and Anthony Brown. He did some eating that day. Very good football player. Then they got James Robinson coming back, running back that team with Travis Etienne. Mr. Robinson had 1,400 yards from scrimmage as a rookie. Last year he played with injuries. Now he's back healthy. Now you take the offensive line. You're still bringing Cam Robinson back. You went out and signed Brandon Scheif as a free agent from Washington. Luke Fontenot is a very good football player. You took in the third round out of Kentucky. And Juwan Taylor, even though he's been a disappointment, some people say a bust out of Florida. I really feel he's going to knock through the door. And Walker Little out of Stanford is going to be a very good football player. But this is where the Jaguars, I think, are going to help Trevor Lawrence out on the defensive side of the ball. Run defense, they were 23rd, and they only had 32 sacks. Now, the thing that everybody was saying with Jacksonville. They took the young man out of the University of Georgia by the name of Trayvon Walker, number one overall. A lot of people didn't see that. A lot of people were questioning that. Say he wasn't all SEC. His production wasn't really what you like as a guy being a first-round draft choice. But all I know is he's a young man. If there's two things stick out to me about Trayvon Walker. Number one, he played on a very talented Georgia D-line that, let's be real, he made Jordan Davis some money. He made Quan Walker some money. He made Devontae Wyatt some money. He made N'Kobe Dean some money. Throw Lewis Cine in there. Channing Tindale. He made them guys money, man. Money. He took up a lot of the dirty work. I know everybody wanted Aiden Hutchinson to go number one, but I'm sorry, that South Georgia boy, I feel in my heart gonna be the better player. The two things that stick out, I call him Dexter Manley too. As a true freshman, at 6'5", 6'6", he was on the kickoff team, running down on the kickoff. And then he played on the punt team. Speed, sacrifice as a football player. And go back to the key play in the national championship game. I can't think of the receiver, but think about when the receiver broke that playoff and was going downfield. Who ran them down in the key moment of the national championship game? Hustled, showed speed, showed athletic ability. That's what Mike got him drafted number one overall. It was Trayvon Walker. And think about this. Jacksonville, they only had 32 sacks last year. But I know Josh Allen has got to be happy. His sack total is going to go up. K'Lavon Chaisson, his sack total is going to go up. Oh, my God. Three guys from the SEC. And then think about it. They also drafted Devin Lloyd out of Utah. Talking about a character guy. Not only he got athletic skills and the skill set, but think about how he kept that Utah football program and get out. Them two kids were shot to death up there. And he was the key catalyst behind keeping that community together. And then Foyer Okung. I hope I pronounced his name right. Coming over from the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to call Foyer Okung. Think about his production. A six-round draft choice out of Yale. Came over there and became the leading tackle in 2 years with the Falcons. That spells to me football player. And then look in the secondary. They're solid there. Shaquille Griffin. Tyson Campbell. Signed Darius Williams to a lot of money. And I think Andre Sisco is still going to be a player at the high level. If the Jaguars can do one thing, a key statistic, last year they only had 9 takeaways. And they turned the ball over 29 times. What is a 20 turnover differential? You're not going to win at any level. But let's say they cut that in half and Trevor Lawrence takes his game up. And becomes double digits, like 20 touchdowns, and the defense approves from a sack total of 32, this football team is going to be dangerous in the AFC South. And I believe in the quarterback, and I believe in the head coach, Doug Peterson. I think Trent Baalke got it right. And this is a quality football team. You look through their roster, they got good football players. And another key point, and a good key free agent signing they had was Adrian Key. Saw him playing high school in Hayfield Charter. Went down to LSU and did pretty well. Look what his play was last year with the San Francisco 49ers. Rushing the passer, physical. I guarantee you one thing, Mr. Shane Khan, and Mr. Trent Baalke, Jacksonville going to be an improved football team next year in 2022. And Trevor Lawrence is going to be a better player at the quarterback position. Y'all got it right with the head coach. Y'all got the one coach that's going to be motivated and has got something to prove and got something on his resume. This ain't Mike McCartney 2 going over to Dallas. This is a guy, Doug Peterson, that knows what he's doing and can coach quarterbacks. Remember, he lost Carson Wentz in the Super Bowl year with the Eagles, and he had Nick Foles and won a Super Bowl and beat the GOAT, Tom Brady, in Minneapolis. That speaks volumes on the resume. So, if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I've been your host on 100 Yards Football. I'm Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. And to end it with the Jacksonville Jaguars, Duval County, baby. The Temptations. I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? My girl, talking about my girl. I got sunshine on a cloudy day. Trevor Lawrence, your nickname is Sunshine. He's got help coming, a supporting cast. Travis Etienne is healthy this year.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video one more time, please come in and share. I'm Vincent Turner at 100 Yards Football. Be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.